You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The survey commissioned by the Detroit Journalism Cooperative looked at a wide range of issues about race. We've covered some of them on this program in the past. One of our partners at the cooperative, Bridge Magazine, looked at that area where black and white respondents differed the most, and that was their views of police. Bill McGraw wrote that Bridge piece, and he joins us now. So what kind of differences did this poll reveal in how white people and black people saw police treating black people?
Well, the poll asked about people's perceptions of how police treat African Americans. And it asked if you thought police in your community treated blacks better, worse, or about the same. Three quarters of white people, but only about 50% of blacks, said about the same. And about 4 in 10 African Americans said they treat black people worse. Another question was about whether you thought you had been stopped unfairly by police in recent months. And about a third of African Americans in the whole metro area said they felt they had been stopped unfairly. Only 5% of whites responded that way.
That's quite a difference right there. This poll was conducted by Epic MRA, and it reveals the numbers, but you took a look at some of the personal stories behind that, including a person you only identify as Lamar.
Right, and Lamar was a middle-aged gentleman, and he talked about how he's a Detroiter, and when he travels in the suburbs, he feels he's been stopped a couple times unfairly where that didn't happen in Detroit. And, of course, while over the last 20 years, many African Americans from Detroit have moved to the suburbs. The suburbs are slowly but surely becoming integrated, especially the inner ring suburbs. But still, Detroit is 80% African American. The suburbs are overwhelmingly white, and the police departments in the two are very different also.
And that gets to a point I wanted to ask you about. The places where the protests have generally happened are where the racial makeup of the population and the racial makeup of the police force are at odds, as you were talking about. I mean, we saw that in Ferguson. We saw that in Detroit in 1967. And that difference is cited as one of the reasons for the uprising back then. Are there places in the Detroit metropolitan area where that's occurring today?
Well, it's interesting that any protests about police recently, in the last year or two, has not taken place in Detroit. But protesters have focused, for instance, on Dearborn, where Dearborn police, back around Christmas time, in separate incidents, shot and killed two unarmed African Americans. One was a woman in a car. The other one was a man in a backyard. Kim Worthy, the Wayne County prosecutor, has had those cases for months now and hasn't determined whether there's going to be charges brought against the police officers. So the protests have focused on that police department, which, of course, with Dearborn's longtime history of segregation, which is also changing these days, that's been a real flashpoint in protesters and suburban police department. That's really been the only one in recent months.
The pollsters noted that African Americans in Detroit had a higher opinion of the police that's seen in other big cities. They suspect, the pollsters that is, suspect that's because Police Chief James Craig is so popular. What has Chief Craig done or said to get that kind of support?
Chief Craig is extremely popular. A poll by the Free Press around Christmas time showed that his approval rating was 70%, higher than Mike Duggins, the mayor, who is pretty popular also. And Craig's probably the most popular public servant in Michigan today. He's brought certainly a sense of stability to the police department. He's been there now for 3 years. He's often in the media talking very calmly about incidents. He goes to scenes. He's calmed the two or three scenes that had the possibility of getting out of control. And police officers also say that he has instituted a series of reforms inside the police department that the police officers have bought into and that also have made both the officers and their superiors more responsive to community needs.
We need to keep in mind, Detroit just got from under a federal mandated oversight and was under oversight for a long time by the Justice Department. So have we really had enough time as an independent unit to see whether Detroit police have fixed all the problems they had years ago?
Probably not, but for the current time, the statistics are really good, considering that at the beginning of this century, in 2000, the Detroit police were shooting citizens like 2.5 times the rate that the New York Police Department was shooting citizens in New York. There were all sorts of abuses, and after 13 years of federal supervision, which cost citizens over $50 million, but the results are many fewer people dying in lockups, much fewer suits against the police department, an overall much better operated police department, but it has literally only been a few months since the supervision ended.
What was the main takeaway from the data in this Detroit Journalism Cooperative poll, as far as you're concerned?
One of them clearly that stood out to everybody was the overall optimism, a measured optimism, that race relations are better in Detroit or appear better in Detroit than nationally. And part of that might be that for over 50 years, really even before the riot, but certainly afterwards, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of work about race relations and working to do better. And even though there's been all sorts of flashpoints and there still are all these different situations like with education and even cooperation on transit that seem to have a racial, subtext. If you look around, I'm old enough to remember a time when it was unusual to see black and white people sitting together at a bar or a restaurant talking together and having fun. That's a very common sight these days. And so there's some sense of hope about race relations in Metro Detroit.
Bill McGraw is a reporter for Bridge Magazine, one of the partners of the Detroit Journalism Cooperative. He wrote the piece, Metro Detroit Racial Divide is Widest Over Police. Bill, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.